back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services.
Total Country Bob FM.
Authority Fence brings you the Bob Almanac, the world famous. Or is it infamous, Bob Almanac? Could be both.
Could be both.
Can you be famous and infamous at the same time? Has that ever been ruled upon by the UN or some kind of a international council of experts?
Probably, governing body.
Probably not elected, though. That's, no. That's the kind of thing that a non-elected body would waste money on. It's again brought to you by our friends at Authority Fence. And when I talk about Authority Fence, we talk about you being in your backyard. And that being an oasis. Right. And when you're back there, you want quality craftsmanship that you'll be proud of. Minnesota's maintenance-free specialist is Authority Fence. They use only premium country estate vinyl products. They back that up with a lifetime warranty. Imagine your new peaceful and private backyard thanks to Authority Fence. Go online to authorityfence.com. Click on the free fence estimator. Or give Scott and Jared a call now at 320-558-4488. Authority Fence, Minnesota's maintenance-free fence specialist. License number BC393238. And again, Almanac quiz today. Elvis, Elvis, Elvis. Tribute to the king. To Elvis. Is it improper? Would it be an insult to call them Elvis impersonators?
Because
it says here, World Championship Elvis Entertainers.
Well,
take center stage with the promise of taking your audience, our audience, you the audience, on a journey through Elvis's greatest and most memorable hits.
Yeah. Maybe that's not, are we DJs anymore? I don't know.
Right. On-air personalities.
Yeah, right.
Really.
So,
with personality, depends on how you define that.
Correct.
So listen for your chance to win. It's another quiz here today on the Almanac.
Listen closely.
Wednesday, April 10th, the 101st day of the year, 1790. Now, our patent of the day today comes to us from 1849.
Okay.
The patent of the day is Walter Hunt of New York City, who patented the safety pin.
Ooh.
He immediately sold the patent rights. He didn't even wait to see see how popular and if this thing's even going to work. He's going to go, I think it's almost to a point where he said, I don't think this is really going to catch on, so I'm going to sell it for $100. That's what he sold the patent rights for the safety pin. We still use a safety pin or similar products and tools that spawned from the safety pin. I'm sure it's worth millions.
Oh, for sure.
Eventually.
He took that $100, went down to the corner bar, and had a couple of beers and blew it all on pull tabs.
Yes, and he bought other people drinks too. He's saying, "Hey, look what I got! I just you know what? You don't do that in the old West. You don't go flashing around money
because
you're going to go. They're going to guide you. They're going to take you back back alley,
the bar,
and beat it out of you.
Right.
But what's ironic is that also on this date, and we do have our patents of the day. The actual U.S. patent system was established this date, 1790.
Oh, nice. Okay.
When George Washington, he was president at the time, signed the Patent Act of 1790. Say that fast. Patent Act of 1790 into law.
You have to be a professional to really get that done.
This was the date in 1912 that the luxury ocean liner Titanic set sail. It would be its first and only voyage.
Unsinkable.
It was unsinkable.
Well, it wasn't.
It was the new Coke of luxury liners.
Right.
Ill-fated maiden voyage. That was his date, 1912. The captain was not well-seasoned. He was not the Edmund Fitzgerald captain.
No.
I think of the Edmund Fitzgerald, because he did it. The Edmund Fitzgerald captain did the best that he could. Because there was a captain and crew that was well-seasoned. And Cook came on deck, and he said, "Fellows, it's been good to know you. That includes the captain." And he went down with the ship.
He did.
But there was nothing he could do. I think if the Edmund Fitzgerald captain is captaining the Titanic, I think it survives.
It probably does.
Yeah. It'd be sailing with its sister ship, the Britannic, for years and years to come. 1925 here this date.
You don't think I felt lost before? You don't think the great Gatsby was lost before he became a magician?
He's a magician?
Yeah, what the hell else could he be? He's the great Gatsby.
That F. Scott Fitzgerald published that book about the magician, The Great Gatsby. Published for the first time, F. Scott Fitzgerald. Here today,
iconic piece of work.
F. Scott Fitzgerald. You got the Fitzgerald Building. Yeah. Had some roots here in St. Paul.
Yep.
Spent some time here. 1925 for that. 1953, actress Hedy.
It's Hedley.
Lamar became a U.S. citizen on this date. It was Hedy.
It's Hedley.
Lamar, the actress. U.S. citizen, 1953.
We just do not tire of that. And I like it.
What country was she from if she became a citizen? Was she
Lithuanian?
England, Lithuania? You making that up?
I'm making that up.
It's possible. Who knows? Could be any
just
of those.
Sounded right to me.
Yeah, I agree. So that was his date in 53 in the news in 71.
The real significance of the entire trip was not ping pong, but politics. The most important moment came when the Americans, along with other touring teams, were invited to a reception given by Premier Zhou Enlai in Peking's Great Hall of the People.
If that's not Garrick Utley doing that report, the almanac is done. We quit it.
I think
that was Garrick Utley. But anyway, ping pong diplomacy on this date. American table tennis team arrived in China. So even before Nixon went to China, our ping pong team went to China. If our ping pong team doesn't go to China, Nixon doesn't go to China.
Right.
And, you know, actually, Nixon could have been a member of that ping pong team. Did you know he was a pretty good ping pong player?
I did not.
But by the time he was in office and by the time 1971 rolled around, he had lost a step, maybe step and a half. He just couldn't cover the table like he once could. And he lost a little bit of zip on the overhand blast.
Spiro
smash.
Agnew was working him. I mean, that's...
Well, no, Spiro Agnew is working, not paying taxes is what he was doing. The American table tennis team arrived in China this day, 1971. It was the first group of Americans officially allowed in China since the founding of the People's Republic of China in 1949.
How about that? Pretty impressive.
Now, it was kind of interesting how this all happened because the Chinese team and the American team were both in Japan for like the World Championships. And a player for the U.S. team got on the wrong bus.
What?
Yes.
A
U.S. team
right.
member for the ping pong team got on the wrong bus. It just happened to be the Chinese bus. And they struck up a friendship. And they go, you should come. And then they did. And then China came here. And then Nixon goes to China.
That's how it all started.
And now China wants to brainwash us with TikTok.
Right.
So it's all come full circle.
It really has.
I think we might need to send our ping pong team there to stop. You know, leave us alone, would you?
Right.
Stop trying to affect us with all your stuff that you're doing, China. It's very subversive, of course, and nefarious.
It is nefarious.
It is. So that's this date.
Hey, by the way, Hedy Lamarr was from Vienna, Austria.
Oh, you weren't far?
No.
You weren't far.
That right
no, that's
next
in that
door,
general
yeah.
area. How about 1991 here this day? We need to remember this lovely lady.
Yes, the little Dutch boy who held his finger in the dike and saved a whole city.
He held his finger in a dike and saved a whole city? Which one?
I'm not quite sure, but I think it was this one.
She held up her pinky, Neil. I think
that
Gilligan.
Was the finger.
I think Gilligan was asking which
city
he saved, but
I can see where she could be confused.
Lovie Howell, yes. Natalie Schaefer died at the age of 90 on this date in 1991. You know you're old when you choose Lovie over Marianne and
Ginger.
And Ginger,
right?
When Lovey starts looking good,
right?
1991, of course. Her and Jim
Thurston
Backus
Howell.
Made a wonderful team.
Yes, they sure
on,
did.
On Gilligan's Island, we were going to move up another year here. 1992. Let's remember this guy.
Well, I'm not trying to make fun of world hunger. Matter of fact, I think I have the answer because I spent a lot of time working it out. And if you want to stop world hunger, stop sending them food. Don't send these people another diet, folks. You want to send them something? You want to help? Send them U-Hauls. Send them U-Hauls, some luggage. Send them a guy out there that goes, hey, you know, we've been driving out here every day with your food for like the last, 30, 40 years. And we were driving out here a day across the desert, and it occurred to us there wouldn't be world hunger if you people would live where the food is! This is
sand. Yeah. It's sand. You know it's going to be 100 years from now, huh? It's going to be sand!
Sam Kinison, one of his best bits right there.
You know, it makes a lot of sense.
It Sam. Does. Like, it does. Sam Kinison should be running the UN. Right. But he can't because, sadly, he's just 38 years old, died in a very bad car accident near Needles, California.
Send them to U-Hauls.
He had just that yelling. I mean, it was a great approach. And just the way he would kind of slow up and then just explode. You know, really wouldn't build up to it, really, either. No. It would go from, you know, pretty sublime and then boom.
Zero to 60.
Come at you. Like right zero now. To 60, which...
he was a treat.
Deathly ironic that he died in a car accident this yes. date, 1992. How about 2019?
And we are delighted to be able to report to you today that we have seen what we thought was unseeable. We have seen and taken a picture of a black hole.
First ever picture of a black hole.
Here it is. It
looks a lot like the eclipse, actually. So we don't know, were we looking at the eclipse or was it a black hole? In totality. Actually,
I wouldn't know.
Actually, 2019 black hole, that really wasn't the first ever picture of a black hole. The first ever picture of a black hole was a picture of you playing basketball in high school.
Right.
Isn't that
once
what your
the
teammates
ball went
called?
To me.
Yeah, exactly.
It was
it
never
wasn't
coming
back.
No, it was gone forever.
You had a strong gravitational pull on
I really
that ball.
Did. And an itchy trigger finger.
Yeah, exactly. We've heard that. Yeah. So that was this date, 2019. And then a year ago, this was odd.
According to reports, the child asked the spiritual leader for a hug. The llama hugged the child and then allegedly asked the boy to, quote, suck my tongue. The incident is sending shockwaves across the world, causing His Holiness to issue an apology to his 19 million followers on Twitter.
Yeah, he announced the apology. Suck my tongue. I was something lost in translation. What was
I
up with
so.
That? The llama. What's the llama doing? Come
I
on,
don't
llama.
Know. I would say he chose poorly
yeah,
there.
It was not a good, not a good choice of words at that point. Mm-hmm. He is the llama, after all. That's right. His state. That was a year ago that happened. I remember that news. Right. Let's move on to birthdays now today.
All right, I believe you.
So who are you? Are you like some special forces guy or something?
I'm just a cook.
A cook? Oh my God, we're gonna die.
Pretty good cook, though. The guy had one of the best bouillabaisse in the entire
really
Navy.
Did.
I mean, he won awards year in, year out, the Navy bouillabaisse contest
yeah.
that they would have there at Annapolis. That's Steven Seagal. I think that's his best movie. I like Under Siege as good as any of the other ones. You know,
I do too.
Above
and
the
first
law.
Under Siege.
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah.
Marked for Death.
Right.
You know, there's some
hard
good ones
kill.
There. Hard to Kill.
They're all three-word titles.
The One Man Against Everybody
right.
kind of thing. He specialized in that. He
yeah.
may have invented that. And then what's his name? The Irish talking
then
guy.
Liam Neeson,
the guy yeah. with a special set of skills, kind
right.
of took over that genre and took it to another level. But Steven Seagal is 72.
Hey, Dana, aren't you going to introduce me to your friend?
Sure, Peter Venkman. This is Dr. Janusz Poha, the head of our department.
Yes, I have, of course, seen you on the television. Quite enjoy. Not your own business, I hope.
Well, it's top secret.
Ghostbusters 2, he was the doctor. He was the one who was being affected by Viggo.
Oh,
the
yes.
man in the picture.
Right.
The warlord in the picture from Ghostbusters 2. You know, he got his start at the Guthrie. We're talking about Peter McNichol.
Mm.
No relation to Christy McNichol that I know of or any of the other famous McNichols.
Right.
But he once, I think, shared a bus seat with Ryan O'Neal. But Peter McNichol is 70 today. He's been on a lot of TV shows.
Yeah, yeah.
Chicago Hope, 24, and Ally McBeal, probably most notably as well. He's 70 today.
Black and orange stray cats sitting on a fence.
Oh, yeah. Neil, weren't you allergic to this song?
All cats, including stray.
Yes. The Feral Stray Cats. And the lead singer, Brian Setzer. There was no other song on the radio that sounded like this or Rock This Town. Kind of a rockabilly.
Right. He's here in Minneapolis now.
Yeah, he's based here in Minneapolis.
probably listening.
His wife, I think, is a local gal who is the lead singer of the band The Dust Bunnies.
Okay. My dinner from a garbage
and I think
can.
With his own orchestra, he did a little jump, jive, and in Waylon to Brian Setzer.
Very talented guy.
He's 65. More 80s music here.
Like it.
Katrina Laskanich. Katrina and the Waves. She's 64 today.
Joyce Byers can't find her son this morning.
Okay, I'm going to get on that. Give me a minute.
Joyce is very upset.
Flo, we've discussed this. Mornings are for coffee and contemplation.
Chief, she's...
Coffee and contemplation. Flo.
He was the sheriff, and still is, because I guess they got another season coming. You don't stream, so, but millions and millions of people do, maybe billions. Stranger Things, one of the most popular streaming shows that has ever been created. His name is David Harbour. Did you see the movie about the Black Widow? Did you see the Black Widow movie? Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah, I did.
You'll know him because he was the guy who was kind of the guy that dressed up like Captain America. He was Russia's Captain America. That's this guy.
Okay, got
David Harbour. He's Hopper on the old Stranger Things. He's 49 today.
Okay. I want to tell you my secret now.
Not only does he see him, he smells him. And I don't know. Dead
can't
people.
Smell good.
No. I don't even think Lumi can help with dead people.
No.
And of course, Coughlin's law is bury the dead. They stink up the joint from cocktail. But that's Haley Joel Osment. That's probably his most famous role. The Sixth Sense. He was on the Jeff Fox. He was on the Jeff Foxworthy Sons.
Yes.
On the Jeff Foxworthy Show. You're going to feel old because Haley Joel Osment seeing dead people. Is 36.
Oof. Can I get a hallelujah?
Singer Maren Morris. I think she threatened to leave country music. But she kind of flip-flopped back and forth anyway, kind of, didn't she? I don't know. Didn't really pay a whole lot of attention. I do know this song.
This is a pretty good song.
My Church is her song. Maren Morris. She had a bit of a feud there with Jason Aldean about something.
Okay.
She's 34.
No, Lainey, it's not hard to get wine coolers. We'll just stand outside the liquor store and target the creepy old dudes.
No!
Mom?
I picked up the phone by accident, but I heard everything.
And then came the thing she lived to say.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
She was the daughter on Goldbergs, and she was good in that role. I love Goldbergs. That's A.J. Michalka, 33, and got a Star Wars birthday, too.
Well, you tell them that Han Solo just stole back the Millennium Falcon for good.
This is a Millennium Falcon. You're Han Solo.
I used to be. Han Solo, the Rebellion General?
No, the smuggler.
Wasn't he a war hero?
He was both. He was a smuggler and a war hero. And he was a scruffy nerf herder, too. I think somebody mentioned that at one time. And he hung around a walking carpet. But no, we're talking about Daisy Ridley, who was Rey. She was the new Jedi.
Okay.
She was kind of the... she was the focal point of the last three movies in the Star Wars 9 movie arc.
Ah, so 7, 8, 9?
7, 8, 9, yes. Okay. She's 32 today.
32. Gone but not forgotten. We got a good list today. Joseph Pulitzer was the publisher, and now he has a prize named after him. He founded it, and he was born on this day in 1847. Let's see. Let's move on, because we got a lot of audio here. Emmy Award-winning actor. You remember him first as a partner to Joe Friday on Dragnet, but he'll all for always and forever be Colonel Sherman Potter from MASH.
Cheers, are you deef? I'm giving your hijinks the heave-ho post-haste.
Who gives a rat's hat? So long as it numbs the noggins.
Mule muffins.
Pigeon pellets.
Buffalo bagels.
Jumpin' Jack Armstrong.
The oyster's ice skates.
Buffalo chips.
Jumpin' Joppers, man.
Pig feathers.
Mule fritters.
Sweet.
I got another 5 minutes of those. We just don't have time.
He came up with them, and he fired them off Gatling gun style right there. Harry Morgan was that fine actor. Played a really evil, bad father on a Gunsmoke episode, of course. 1915 for Harry Morgan was also in John Wayne's last movie, The Shootist. You may recall. He was and always will be the rifleman.
And speaking of Gatling gun
speed, right? Yeah, here we go. It was 12 or 13 there. Stevie theme time, Jim.
Now he's reloading.
And looking at the camera. What is he looking at?
That's iconic. Just
Did you see me? I just squeezed off a dozen rounds.
You know, he wasn't bad in Branded either.
Made Swiss cheese out of somebody. And he was a fine athlete.
Oh, yeah, basketball player.
Basketball,
broke a backboard. Did he play in the NBA? He played at a high level.
Yeah,
was it
he
ABA?
Did. Yeah. I think he did have a brief stint. I think he was also a good baseball player. The guy was an athlete, an actor, and a fine father to Mark as the McCains on The Rifleman. Chuck Connors is the guy. Born on this day, 1921. He had a starring role in movies and Rawhide. He was a regular and a singer, Sheb Woolley.
On Saturday, Pa take it all to town. In along about dark and everything was still, we could tell it was Pa coming down the hill, cause he'd rear back and he'd sound off something like this.
Yeah, the old one.
That's my Pa.
And he did the Purple People Eater, the Vikes never adopted it as their theme song. Shelby Frederick Sheb Woolley, born on this day, 1921. How about Hee-Haw? We know Hee-Haw. We know Alvin Jr. Samples.
Hi, friend. Honest as a day is long, Samples here. Folks, I don't mind telling you I made a bundle pushing used cars. And starting this weekend, I'm passing my profits on to you. Come on down to the lot and ask one of our salesmen on parole to work out some terms for you.
That's always good. A car salesman who is also a felon.
Out on parole. He was great in Hee-Haw. I don't know. Somebody's going to be playing him in She-Haw, I think, this weekend at the music room. Yes,
I assume they'll be wearing bib overalls.
I would certainly hope so. Junior Samples was born on this day in 1926. One of our most respected actors, Omar Sharif.
Is dead. Yes. Why? This is my well. I have drunk from it. You are welcome.
Yes, good for you. Mm-hmm. Don't drink from Omar Sharif's well.
No, evidently not.
And also, don't rock the Casbah, because Sharif don't like it.
No. Well, there he is. And was in so many things. Of course, Dr. Zhivago.
There is with Peter O'Toole, of course. Peter O'Toole. They made a good team.
Yeah, they did. Omar Sharif was born on this day in 1932. One of the spinners, R&B singer Bobby Smith. This is our
fault. Love's last episode. Lead singer on most of their big hits.
Yeah.
There he is here.
He wasn't the North Star center iceman, Bobby Smith.
No, but he had a long reach.
Okay.
And was, I think, like 55% on draws.
Oh. R&B singer Bobby Smith right there, smooth sound, 1936. One of our favorites. If you watch the NFL, you know all about John Madden.
Boy, could I go for a nice cold light beer from Miller. So I thought I'd just pop in at my favorite hangout and have one with the guys. Why, the whole gang drinks light. Oh, sure, there's a lot of other light beers around, but we all agree the light beer from Miller tastes terrific. And get this, it's less filling.
John, how many times have I told you, use the door, huh?
I'm sorry.
You know, a lot of people confused him and mistook him for the Kool-Aid guy.
Right.
When he'd come just blasting through the...
Right, in the Miller Lite commercials. The great John Madden really changed the way we listen to and enjoy watching football. He was great. John Madden, born on this day, 1936. Another guy we watched in the broadcast booth. It was time to turn out the lights. Dandy Don Meredith.
The lights, the party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a
Did
night.
Willie get money for him doing this on Monday Night
so.
Football?
I hope so.
I'm sure they've got ASCAP. I'm sure ABC had ASCAP or BMI.
I would think so. And Dandy had a bottle handy, I think, too. Dallas quarterback Dandy Don Meredith there spent a lot of time in the Monday Night Football booth.
You don't sing that on network TV unless you've had a few.
Right.
Let's just be honest.
Howard enjoyed it. 1938 for Don Meredith, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
One omission, and, you know, Seinfeld is kind of like my Gunsmoke, but then there's Little House on the Prairie.
Jerry, it was so nice of you to come down here on your father's birthday. You've helped take his mind off the condo election.
Oh, right. You can't run for condo president because you were impeached at the other condo.
I was never impeached. I resigned.
Even so, the press would bury him.
What press?
The condo newsletter, the Boca Breeze.
Pinko Commie Rag.
You can't live.
It was Jerry Seinfeld's mom. But of course, his dad was really funny, was too. Liz Sheridan, who played Jerry's mom on Seinfeld, was born this day, 1929. We lost her maybe a year or two ago. She was also Mrs. Achmonic, the very nosy neighbor on Elf.
Okay.
And, of course, you don't have a good show like that unless you have the nosy neighbor, like Bewitched, you know, where you got something going on, Mr. Ed. You always had to have the nosy neighbor.
For sure.
Now they're all
gone. But not forgotten.
But not forgotten. Here comes the quick quiz. It's as quick as possible. It's as quick as a hiccup. It's Elvis, Elvis, Elvis. We have tickets that we're giving away. Give us more information about the show, Neil.
It's this Saturday night at the Medina Entertainment Center. No warm-up band. They go right into Elvis. There's two sets. First guy comes out and does the early Elvis hits, and then they break, and then the next guy comes and does the later Elvis hits, and it's a world-renowned. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Steven Seagal is 72 today. His movie's Under Siege. And, you know, the adult film actress or whatever, she was popping out of the cake. She asked Steven Seagal, Ryback, asking him, because it looks like he's going to save the day. And she's relieved until he gives her his answer. Because she asked him, what, are you some kind of special forces guy, Navy SEAL?
No.
No, she said, he told her that he's something else.
His occupation.
Yes, his real occupation on that ship. What was that occupation?
And she was from Baywatch.
Yes, yes. What is her
Arena
name?
Arena Laniac or something like
cause
that.
Because we feature her when it's her birthday as well, and why not?
Why
we should. So 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100 for the Elvis, Elvis, Elvis tickets at Medina Entertainment Center. Call now. First one with the correct answer wins. Would you like to start a Bobathon with I'm That Kind of Girl, Patti Loveless, Right or Wrong, George Strait, or Don Williams, Lord, I hope this day is good.
Yeah, let's go Don Williams.
Okay.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albany, KDBG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY.